I want to explain the great poisoning. For many, many years at the Salieri Report, we've referred to a phenomena called the great poisoning, which is a deterioration in the health of, you know, we started with Americans as a result of increases in toxicity and a deterioration in general health. And much of it related to toxins being interjected into them or the environment in a whole variety of ways. So it's deterioration of the food system, it's, you know, things being sprayed, it's pesticides, it's many different things, but included clearly injections. And I was an investment advisor for many years and had a lot of clients come to me who had been had one or more children harmed by vaccine injury. And that put me in a position of pricing out the exact cost to a family in both time and money and other costs of what these things were, what one vaccine injury could do to a family and cost it out again and again and again. And yet, and that's why I felt it was desperate. You know, I really was desperate to get the conversation going about pricing. And so then you came along and just, I mean, you just made my day. So let's dive in. Your dissertation was on the political economy of autism, but you've written subsequent articles about it. So tell us a little bit about how you came to do this and what the study did and what you found.
Yeah, so I had not initially intended to study autism. When I started my PhD work, I was actually working on a doctoral thesis on Adam Smith. And then 1 year into my program, my then girlfriend's son was diagnosed as being on the autism spectrum. And I had a passing familiarity with autism. My mom was a special education teacher growing up, but I'd never really studied the issue in depth. So one Saturday, I decided to set aside 8 hours to read everything I could to just wrap my head around what was happening with autism. And I quickly discovered that autism rates are skyrocketing, the costs are astronomical, and very little of what the CDC says about what's happening with autism actually checks out when compared with the underlying scientific literature. And this was startling to me. I had stumbled into, by accident, one of the most important political economy questions of the last century. We're in the middle of this autism epidemic. Government refuses to acknowledge it. Government refuses to do anything about it. And this is very strange. And this all needs to be explained and sorted out. So my 1 day of reading turned into two and then into 3 days. And then I'd done nothing but read about autism for 6 weeks. And I had to go into my supervisor's office and have a very difficult conversation and tell him what had happened. And we had very painful discussions back and forth, but eventually I changed my doctoral thesis topic to the political economy of autism. And I spent the next 4 years reading everything that's been published about the causes and costs of autism. And basically what I was trying to figure out is why the political system has refused to engage with an epidemic that is so large that it threatens to crash the U.S. economy, the global economy, our entire political system. The suffering is just off the charts, and government acts like it's not happening at all. And so that's what I worked through. And the good news is my thesis passed rigorous external peer review. And I got my PhD I got my PhD in 2019. And this was sort of the last moment before mainstream science and medicine just sort of collapsed into fascism and demagoguery. And this was sort of the last moment when you could still do honest research on this topic before the madness of COVID and what have you.
But you got this published and it went viral, is my impression.
Well, that's what's extraordinary. So a good doctoral thesis in my department will be downloaded maybe 2,000 to 3,000 times. My doctoral thesis has been downloaded 75,000 times. It's found an audience around the world, and it's in the top 15 all time at the University of Sydney.